basis too. They always had church.
Mm-hmm.
But seemed like when you was going to combat, there's a lot of people going to church.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What about the food?
Beg your pardon?
The food?
Well, you couldn't complain about it. It wasn't doing any good.
Okay.
But you didn't have to eat at all.
Okay.
But it was, on the whole, it was fine, but if you haven't seen a chicken, don't eat a fried egg.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen a cow, don't drink fresh milk.
Mm-hmm.
It just, that was part of the thing. Yeah. They had a powdered milk they mixed up with.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even make a good mess.
Now, when you were, I'll say docked, if that's the correct word, you lived on the ship?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unless, like in, when we came back from the South Atlantic, been down by Trinidad and a little further out, I forget the name of the island, but come back, and they had to do some work on the ship, and our group was sent up to a naval air station. And we had a big barracks there, that's where we stayed. It was real nice. They had a barracks that had a bunch of girls in it over just across from us.
That's probably really nice.
It was different. Mm-hmm. Didn't recognize them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And on ship, you just had a bunk or?
Yeah, you had your bunk and you had a sea bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a small thing they call a ditty bag. It kept shaving equipment, stuff like that in it, small stuff. But the other bag had your clothes in it, and you there's a way you had to roll your clothes to get them all in there. But that was it. There were some places that had cabinets,
mm-hmm.
but sea bags were on racks, and yours is named. You can put a lock on it if you wanted it, but it didn't do you much good. All you got to do is cut the canvas and got it open anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just anything private, forget it.
Yeah. Was that hard to, you know, you'd been at home, of course you came from a large family, but then when you went into the service, you were in barracks during training with, you know, men from all over the United States. Was that difficult or not?
Oh, no. You just kind of careful who you made friends with, who you impressed with.
Mm-hmm.
And for no good reason, a lot of times a guy that you thought was a rat was really a good person.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to judge them. They're all scared.
Yeah.
Not all scared. I mean, wasn't scared, just kind of tense about what you might get into.
Yeah.
It didn't do you much good to be scared.
Mm-hmm. Didn't do you much good to... I mean, you were in a very...
Well, you couldn't even think good if you're scared, but as long as you can stay on top of it, you can go ahead and do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes do a darn sight faster than what you did before.
Do you remember how much money you earned or how much money you got a month?
$16 when I first started out.
Okay.
And they took all that except 17 cents for different things in... that was given to you there, and given, you bought.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, they have paid cash money all the time.
Okay.
And it just depends on what your rating was.
Mm-hmm.
See, a Seaman 1, clear up Seaman 3, then from there goes on up in your different, like a metalsmith, or the different trades, you have a mark for that. But
what would you have to spend money on?
Oh, there's a lot of things. Ice cream cones. not anything like they are now. In fact, the first week that was an impossible thing. They had the machines that were for ice cream. A lot of times in our meals, you'd get something like that, but they couldn't do it very often.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of people to feed there.
Oh, I would think.
But otherwise, on the small places, it's just probably schools are about like the same thing now. There isn't anything frilly or expensive, but it's lunch will take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your clothing and everything like that.
Take care of them yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why when I had my group up there, when I had that gun place, they all worked, it was officers' quarters, and some of them was in the laundry, and some of them were cooks, and I always got my clothes all washed. I didn't have to worry a bit about that. They took care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be good to them, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had, part of my crew would be down, tear down a machine rack, or on a rack down below, loading ammunition on the elevator. And the others up on top with the guns and the magazines we had up there. And then they just did anything to stay up on top instead of having to go down the magazine below and load.
So the danger of being torpedoed was always there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was always there. Yeah. You couldn't tell it was a submarine or a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a plane that tried to drop a submarine on, or drop a submarine, a plane tried to drop a torpedo on us.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't come off, it was just hanging down, the back latch didn't come loose on the thing, and he flew right across the top of the ship. About then they had every gun on the ship shooting at him and knocked him all over, just went evaporated.
Mm-hmm.
But the torpedo did go across the thing, and it sunk when it was sinking down there, it blew up down the water pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little piece of that plane, but I don't know who had it. One of my sister, I believe, has it.
Mm-hmm.
A brother or sister.
Yeah.
Just a little piece of metal about that big, triangular.
Mm-hmm. So when there was a danger like that, there was some kind of alarm or that you would know to get your men to the...
Your rack around the outside of your... the tubs where we had those guns, that you could drop down behind that and that would stop a 50 caliber, but it wouldn't stop anything bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure stopped 30s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And Japanese didn't use 50 caliber, that's a pretty good size. We use it all the time. And they didn't use it very much.
So the seven stars that you had, or your unit
mm-hmm.
had, that's because seven times you were engaged with...
Yes, and not one particular combat thing. It would be maybe you.
Oh, I thought that was. Okay, is there, when you think about your experience, I asked you once if there was a particular memory or a particular story or anything, and you told a few things. When you look back at that experience now, do you think that changed you, or when you reflect on it, what do you think about it?
I don't know hardly how to answer that. Every experience you got into, you got a little bit of education there. If you didn't, you're going to get whacked sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people within the military that weren't in combat action, but still were performing something very neat. Like my three sisters are nurses. And they wasn't taking any risk. Well, Alice, when she's over in England, a little bit, but other than that, but... Every job isn't the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I've learned is that no matter what you were doing, it was an important contribution to the whole effort, and it was mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everything was working together, and if something was not there, it wouldn't have worked.
One of the best things we had was back in Pearl Harbor, and I kind of stirred some guys up because we got to cut for leave, or shortened. You couldn't go aboard or go in town
mm-hmm.
until Eleanor Roosevelt came aboard. And we had to have dress blues on, and dress blues in the tropics is not good, they're mm-hmm. hot. But Admiral thought that would be good to do that, and come on. And she thanked us all for putting those on, but she said, as soon as I get through here, go get your others on. But she had been down to Guadalcanal, and she went and whizzed back in Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And she made just a real fine speech up there about the way things are and the way things we hope is going to be.
Mm-hmm. What was Pearl Harbor, as we know it now, of course, is a national monument. What was it like when you were there?
Oil about that thick on top.
Mm-hmm.
The floating oil from the ships that were sunk.
Mm-hmm.
The kid from Cimarron was in one ship up there, still there. He was never taken off the ship, it's still there.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Arizona, the one that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you need any reminders about the Japanese, it was right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's everything beat up pretty well. But, and now we had reread a lot of stuff and heard a lot of stuff, but there was no proof for it except it had to be what they was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In service like that, do you find out a lot of things simply by rumor or scuttlebutt, the talk among men?
Normally you can likely try to keep it a secret where we're going. Every time we start out on a cruise, everybody try to keep it secret for so long a time. Why, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, if we knew before we was leaving, somebody tells somebody ashore, and there you go, and tells Charlie, and Charlie calls up Gian, and then they all know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, they can talk about anything they want to after they got up there so far, as long as the captain doesn't hear you.
Yeah. Now, some men have said that they would get the Stars and Stripes, but was that mainly in Europe, or did you get to read that newspaper put out?
Oh, that was an Army newspaper.
That was Army. So yeah. In the Navy, they didn't have it.
We had a little paper we printed aboard ship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was available. I have three or four of them, but my youngest sister had them. Well, she had them.
Mm-hmm.
She died here a while back.
Mm-hmm.
She was the only one in the family that didn't go into service.
That is remarkable alone. Did you know how remarkable it was at the time to have all those people?
Well, yeah, it was, but nobody paid much attention because we all are individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We're a group, but we're all individuals. Nobody questioned anybody about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Was there a time after the war was over and you all were home where you'd sit around and exchange?
Well, yeah, but the most area that was water under the bridge, something you'd want to forget anyway.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, I have never heard of a family that many people went into the war effort.
I wrote it down. I can't read my writing now. Catherine, the Captain Army Nurses. Alice was a Captain Army Nurses. Bob was a Master Sergeant in the Army. Russ was a Motor Mech First Class on the Finback. Marge was a hospital, she was a Lieutenant in in Iowa, Ames, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the Yorktown. Bill was on a fleet tanker in the Atlantic, and he got in on the top side of Africa over there. He got shook up. And then, Don got in after the service, after the war was practically over. He went in and he went to San Diego and messed around there. And the only thing he went to see, he was a coxswain, that's a boatswain's, will be a boatswain mate.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to take an admiral over to what's the island out across from San Francisco?
Oh, Alcatraz.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alcatraz.
No.
Oh.
It's more of a picnic outfit, but he had to take the admiral over there. And that's the most dangerous one time he went to sea.
I bet he was told about that too.
He couldn't help. They quit school. A month and a half early,
mm-hmm.
So they get in.
Mm-hmm. Well, when your sisters, did they receive the nurses training before they went in? Or
they were all registered nurses.
Okay.
They went to, used to be the Catholic Church in Dodge City was teaching nursing center.
Mm-hmm.
And they all three of them got their nursing license.
Okay.
And the younger one, Marge, was a lieutenant. Catherine was a, I forget them, but Alice, she's the one that went to England and had the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're the highest rank, but she didn't try to wave it over because her other sister was older than she was. But only left one sister that wasn't in the service.
Mm-hmm. Are any of your sisters that were in the service still living?
Yes, Marge. She's still alive.
And where does she live?
Out there. She's in Des Moines.
Okay.
We were up there 4 months ago, 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my younger sister from California was there, but we knew that about the last time, and after they got home, and about 2 weeks later, she died.
Mm-hmm. So there's not many of you left then?
Nope, just Marge, I, and my youngest brother, Don.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Now, when the war ended, you were here in the United States, and you said you were very quickly mm-hmm. out.
In fact, I was already had orders to go to someplace in the south of St. Louis mm-hmm. to be discharged down there.
Okay. Did you know what you were going to do when you got out?
I knew I was going to have to do something because I had a pregnant wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where was she while you were, was she around Cimarron or?
No, she wasn't with me most of the time. We lived together in Atlantic City, not Atlantic City. Well, she was up there 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent her home and I went to Minneapolis. The reason I went to Minneapolis is there was a Navy thing over here at Hutchinson, had a Navy aircraft launch, and I could get into there. But I had to go through on train on PBY-4s, because that's the plane they had, and that train was in Minneapolis. So I went up there for 6 weeks, and that was on the Christmas after we got married, and Phyllis came up there, and we lived there six weeks, I believe,
mm-hmm.
right in the middle of winter.
Okay.
And then I shipped to California, and I had her come out there about 3 weeks after I got there, and we lived in San Diego then.
Mm-hmm.
My squadron was over on Fort Island.
Okay. And you said earlier that when you went into the Navy, into the that you had experience with flying before you went in?
No.
No.
I wanted to.
Okay.
They got put in a lot of flight time in the Navy, not as a pilot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it got you kind of hanging into it. As soon as I got out, I got to learn to fly and then board an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When when you got out, I know that there was the GI Bill available. I know that the government also gave training to... Did you take advantage of any of that once you got out?
On pilot training.
Okay.
But it got to where I can do better without them telling me what than they could tell me what.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit that.
Okay.
But it did take care of some of the expense of hiring instructor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Could have been around enough. It didn't take very long enough to got my license.
Right, yeah.
And then I had to give all that up.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a heart attack, you don't fly.
Well, no, I wouldn't think so.
I had a good aerobatic airplane and did a few air shows with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Used to terrify the people in Cimarron.
That's probably what they remember you for, terrifying them. So you came back to Cimarron and you lived in Cimarron from then on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Was when you came home, of course, there was still some wartime conditions. I mean, you know, things were rationed during the war and it wasn't so easy to get cars and tires. When you came home, was that easing or was it still?
Yes, it was eased up quite a bit. I was home on leave and Russ was there. My brother was there one time before that. Everything's so tight and I wanted to go down and see my grandmother in Sebree, Kansas. And Dad said you'll have to get some gas things and don't know about this one tire on the car. So I went and talked to the guy in Carl Leatherwood's dad, old Carl,
mm-hmm.
about what I wanted to do, and he kind of hum-hawed around, didn't know about that, and I said, well, I brought home some 12-gauge shotguns and for my aerial shooting. Got a couple boxes of them. He said, oh, I can fix you up. He was a duck hunter.
Uh-huh.
Just what are you on? And so I got enough fuel to go down, got a tire on the car and everything, and it's no great problem.
Yeah.
But my grandmother wanted some of the kids, and nobody had ever been able to get down there. She mm-hmm. wants someone to come down there, and Dad wants me to give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents ever talk about their wartime experience when you all were gone?
Not much.
No.
I had a pretty good Ford car when I left and got back. Dad sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had to have a car.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you can think of? You know, this will be taped along with all the others, and you know, researchers, people wanting to know more about World War II, you know, will be reading them someday. Is there anything that I haven't touched on that you think might be important for the people to know about that period?
No, I don't know. It'd be pretty hard to say anything. I think one point is, if a person gets out and gets back on his feet and doesn't have a big hatred for everything, it's pretty hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when they take that much out of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if it had, I'd probably been in trouble.
Well, I guess you wouldn't know, but no, I think that's a good point. That is a good point. Because it was, what, 3-4 years out of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to reflecting back, what would I have done?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, so why are getting yourself in trouble thinking, well, if I just done that, if I could just done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If's an awful big word.
It is. I think they say half of life is if.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, if there's nothing else, I think, let me just look quickly at these. But I think that we have...
But we did have a family get-together, and all of us wore uniforms.
Do you have a photograph of that?
I don't have one now. Mm-hmm. I had them. My granddaughter's got one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet that was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a put-together. We didn't have us all in one there in one group. It was a put-together. And then when my folks had their golden wedding anniversary, we did the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on a big thing up on the wall, and I had it in the basement of my house out in Sherman. I had a pretty good sized house. Maybe you saw it up there, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the basement and the back, or a basement, so the one wall behind the pool table. And the only place, it was big enough, it took a big wall, and then we couldn't find anyone, the kids just had space to have it. After that, after I had to move, we couldn't hang it up here and nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, my younger sister took it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it is, I don't know now.
Boy, that would be a nice photograph for the community of Cimarron to have.
Yeah, we can get a picture of it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And get a copy made?
I don't know. I've got one. I don't know where it's at. I moved down here, and this house is so much smaller than mine. I'm still have a garage half full of stuff out there I'm going to throw away.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you still have a home at Cimarron?
No, I sold it.
No, you sold that. Okay. Well, I think I'll make a note about that photograph because, my goodness, your family, mm-hmm. that is truly unique, and I think that Cimarron, you know, what they're putting in the courthouse, that would be a nice photograph for them to have.
Yeah, it would.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, my brother Don has it. Yeah, I'm just sure Don has it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the last one in, and he's younger in the family now. Even my sister was younger, but she died.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get a picture, a copy of it.
Oh, that'd be good. That would be great. And you could just send it to Bernie,
mm-hmm.
or Kathy Holt, either yeah. one of those. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you think? Can you think of anything else?
Not really.
Okay, well then I'm going to turn this off.